Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the owner and founder of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consultant, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet specialty tea company. So let's get into it this morning. It is September the 12th. This month is flying by already. We are already 12 days into September. And we're in the last quarter of 2022. Getting ready to hit 2023 in a few months, and many of you are still putting your dreams and desires on hold and saying you're gonna wait, and you're gonna start tomorrow, you're gonna start the next day, and you're gonna start at the beginning of the year. Stop waiting. Start. Everything isn't gonna be a success overnight. Sometimes it's gonna take a lot of work. It's gonna take you to put in work. Most of you, like I always say, you give up before you even get started. Giving up, it should not be like, we're so programmed to doubt ourselves. Like, okay, I can't do this because they already doing it, and you know, it's just not gonna work. So yesterday I went out and did a little retail shopping, and when I'm out, I look, and on this corner where I'm at, where I went to the mall at, there's a Wendy's and a McDonald's sharing the same parking lot. Across the street is a Arby's, and across the street on the other side is a Pizza Hut wing stop, whatever they call it, Pizza Hut wing, whatever, they wing thing. And all of them were busy because people have different tastes. While people go to McDonald's, you know, because that's the Golden Arches, and it's very popular, but so is Wendy's. Wendy's is very popular as well, and some people want the Wendy's burger, and some want the McDonald's. And then you have Burger King was behind them, and they when I went that way, they were busy, along with a local restaurant. They were busy. So if they would have all said, I can't sell burgers because McDonald's is already selling, they wouldn't be where they are now. But none of those companies said that. They said, we're gonna be better than McDonald's. We're going to get our own crowd. We're going to get people that's going to love our burgers just like they love their burgers. And they did. But you all are so, we as people are so programmed to believe we can't do something because somebody else already did it. Somebody else has done a lot of things. You're not going to be the first one to do something most of the time. I was the first African-American female to start a gourmet specialty tea company. Was I the first African-American female to start a tea company? No. But I went a different route, and I went with dessert flavored teas, and I was the first one to introduce that. Teas are meant to be English tea, black tea, herbal teas, and that. I didn't want per se just that. I wanted different and unique. So I created a twist on mine. So if you was gonna start a coffee company, start your coffee company. Up here where I'm at, working right now, there are a ton of these little tiny coffee shops. They are so cute. They got, it's like a shed, almost like a small little building, tiny little building. And you drive up on either side, and they serve you their brand or their take on coffee. And each one has lines, like they have a line, but there's a Starbucks. And when I say I don't see as many people at the Starbucks here as I do the local ones. And then there's a, it's something Brothers. They have their coffee too. Again, I don't see the line. I see a little line there, but not like these little local ones. See, you got to get out there. But what you guys don't realize is you got to be a walking billboard for your own company. If you don't talk about it, who's going to talk about it? If you don't market it, who's going to market it? You got to be a walking billboard. They got to see you. They got to be, you got to be omnipresent all the time. You can't just stop. You're going to have to figure out a way to be omnipresent and start pushing your business, start pushing your company, start showing your brand. You know how you guys join these multi-level marketing business? Mary Kay started off and she was one thing. But she kept persisting and she got other women that wanted to be persistent with her. Madam CJ Walker tried that, but it didn't work. Because again, here we go. African-American women not going to push the next African-American woman most of the time. Y'all are too busy trying to make sure the other race business is pushing because it's popular. Well, that brand can be popular too, just like your brand can be popular. We give up on ourselves because we don't have the confidence, so we join these other things. What makes you think that you couldn't be a multi-level marketing business that you have a ton of people under you? I remember watching Shark Tank one year, and I remember this girl, this lady coming on there, and she wanted to do a multi-level business, but she was weird with it. She wanted all of them to buy a pink, it was for shoes. Everybody had to buy a pink Hummer. Why do I have to come in buying a Hummer? And that was one of the things that the panel of investors said. What if they don't have the money to buy a Hummer? Are you only targeting rich people? Because then what's the benefit of them going out, you know, into your company? We get the mindset, we instantly want to jump out there and we want to be flashy. But you don't even know how to be flashy. You just know a brand, and you think that that brand is what's going to make your company, and it's not. It took Mary Kay years to get with Cadillac to say, when my executives reach certain levels, they could get a pink Cadillac. But that's all you hear. They still got to make a payment. They still got to make a certain thing, stay at a certain level. We don't do our due diligence to try and understand something. We just see it and we just instantly think, well, I can outdo that because I can make them have a pink Hummer. Or I can make them all want to, they got to have a Rolls Royce to be on this team. But why? Why? Sorry, guys, I took a drink. We don't have to do all of that to be successful. A lot of you are mindset is wrong. You know, I buy luxury stuff, but I've started scaling back on buying luxury stuff. I wanted a Birkin bag for years. My dad gave me a small one when I was younger, after high school. But I always said when I got the money, I was going to buy me and my mother a Birkin bag, and I did that. But that's because that's something I wanted to do to show my mother, you know, appreciation. And she don't even know what it is. But now my mindset is deeds over luxury. Assets over luxury. I already was buying assets, hard assets, tangible assets. I told y'all I want to build a mini Fort Knox for me and my family. And I will do that. It's going to take some time because this stuff costs money. But instead of buying this Birkin bag, which I'm probably going to get rid of eventually, I'll just go out and I'll buy a deed. I'll go out and buy assets. More silver, more gold. I bonds. I purchased a couple of I bonds last week. My coworker, one of the engineers, he was talking to me about them, and I said, I think I got one, but I didn't have one of those. I have security bonds. So I said, okay, show me where I gotta go. He took me right to the site where I buy the security bonds, the U.S. Treasury site. Okay, now I'm gonna buy some I bonds, and I'm gonna stock up some I bonds. See, assets over liability. Deeds over debt. A lot of you will get in debt and don't even realize how bad you've gotten. Because all you hear is people telling you, start crediting your business name. Start crediting your name. Go out and get this loan. Go out and get this. Go out and get that. And then you run and you go get this stuff. But then what are you doing? You robbing Peter to pay Paul. See, back in the days, it was always you need to get out of debt. You want zero debt. That was the goal, to get out of debt, to be debt free. But now y'all done twisted it, because somebody done figured out a way that you could get some money and live beyond your means, because you got all these, all right, I'm going to go get a Black American Express credit card. But what do you need with a Black American Express credit card? Because you still got to pay the bill. And the bill on the American Express is different from the bill on any other credit card. And the reason why is you got to pay that back in 30 days or the interest kick in. So I saw a girl say she went and she brought her Rolls Royce with her American Express credit card. Yeah, why? Like, I don't understand why. We want to be flashy for the wrong reason. So I'm going to challenge everybody. It's funny. I am giving a class the end of this month on where and how to buy deeds for as little as $1. How to buy farmland for as little as $1. How to stack and build on what you have. Buying a deed, most people don't know how to buy them. How to flip a deed, most people don't know. And then I took another class that I'm going to twist and put and make a master. I'm actually going to make it a free mastery class. How to make money on Amazon. Making money on Amazon, starting a store on Amazon, letting Amazon handle all your fulfillment, but going a step further and not only letting Amazon handle everything. See, this is where the twist come in. How to get companies, name brand companies, to give you, to buy their products wholesale. What you need to get a wholesale to get into these companies so that you can sell wholesale. They don't even ship it to you. They ship it to Amazon. Amazon fulfills it, charge you a few dollars, and send it out. They charge you a small percent for storing it and for once you sell it. How to buy a product that might cost $1.88 and sell it on Amazon for $40. Some of those things you guys don't even know and you don't understand how to do it. So that free masterclass, I'm not asking for anything. I'm putting you on game. I'm going to help everybody put a bag in their pocket. But I can help you how to get this bag. You're not paying any setup fees. So I'm going to help you get this bag, but I'm not going to help you market your bag. You can hire me to help you to show you how to market it. Some of you got to get out your own way because you want everybody to do everything for you. And then you don't want to pay anything. You jump on these free webinars. Free, free, free. They only give you so much because they need to get paid also. So that mindset of not paying people and always thinking, okay, this is why the lady with the Hummer had the problem. The mindset was jump up here and start a multi-level marketing business, but not even do your research, just saw what somebody did here and there. And then because you saw a little bit of what somebody did here and there, oh my God, you think that you could do it. Well, in reality is you got to stop taking them free classes and you got to learn what to do. My gosh, it is a horrible accident, guys. Please be careful when you're driving. This minivan has went under a semi truck. Jesus Christ. Man, we move so fast in life. Just looking at that accident, we move so fast in life, we don't pay attention. We're too busy trying to do everything. There's a book called The Miracle Morning. It changed my life. I don't sleep in. I get up and I start my morning. Some days I sleep in when I'm extremely tired, like if I haven't had a day off or whatever. But for the most part, my biological clock inside me wakes me up at 5 a.m. At 5 a.m., I'm up and I'm ready to start my day. See, if I give you the tools on what to do, you got to be able to get up and start your day. You can't expect me to start your day for you. Here I am on the West Coast. It is 10 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market opened at 9. I need to beat the stock market up so I could get myself together, see where my money's going and what's going on. But some of y'all just want, I'm asleep till the last minute. You got 3 alarms set on your phone. You got to be to work at 8, but you ain't getting ready for work until 7:45. You got to shower. The morning shower will wake your brain up. I heard a lady the other night, she said she go to work, she have to be at work at 4 a.m. And one lady said, my God, do you take a shower in the morning? She said, yeah, I take a shower in the morning. See, we so programmed on thinking, well, my shift start at 4 a.m. I can't, well, I'm not going to be able to do anything. Yes, you are. Get up. Get off of social media. Do what you got to do at night and go to sleep and get up. Program yourself that you got to be to work at 4 a.m. So you need to be up 2:33, getting ready for work, being fresh and alert. That morning shower makes you alert. A lot of you may not do it in the morning. You may say, well, I took my bath at night. But if you get up and just give it a try this week, starting tomorrow for 7 days, get up, get in the shower. I use, in the morning time, I like to use something that has like peppermint in it. To shower with, or some eucalyptus to wake me up. Something that has like herbal stuff in there. Or I might drop a little bit of frankincense in my shower gel and I wake up and I shower with it. A little bit of myrrh. And I shower with it. And then when I get up and I do that, it wakes me up. You could buy a eucalyptus tree, a plant, tied onto your shower stall. In the morning when you get up, turn the shower on and let that oils from that plant fill the bathroom up from the steam. It will wake you up. It will make your day a lot better. You do it in the evening time, it will calm you. But in the morning time, I like to use something that has peppermint in it to wake me up. So even if you got to buy some essential oil, some peppermint essential oil, and drop it into your body wash, when you wake up in the morning, it will make you feel so much better with that shower. You go to work, you'll have a whole different attitude. Certain things that bother you or stress you, it probably wouldn't even bother you because your brain is woke and it's in another position. And you feel refreshed and you feel great. So you got to be willing to do things that's going to get you there. You want to drop ship. But you got to know what to do drop shipping. Nobody's going to buy what you drop shipping if they don't know about it. If I don't know that Lisa got a drop ship business, how I'm going to buy from you? Then you start giving up. Well, ain't nobody buying my stuff. I put it out there. You put it out there one time. You put it out there maybe 3 times, and then you disappear. Okay, now you gone, so how would I know? People not going to know what you got. They're not going to know that you have a business, because guess what you're doing? You're not treating it like a business. Walmart sends out a ton of emails letting you know what they got going on. Target, same thing. Hell, Ashley Stewart, I had to unsubscribe because they, soon as I pay my card, here they come. 5-6 emails or text messages letting me know what they got coming in or what's going on. You got to reprogram your mind and do the same thing. If you're not omnipresent in your own business, and you, let's take this. I sell don't know what everybody else. I sell baked goods. And I normally do some big sales during the holidays. So you only want to make money during the holidays because you only promote your business during the holidays. So now, outside of the holidays, how do people know that you still got something? Because they only thinking you selling stuff for the holidays. So now you got to get out there and you got to start pushing your business so that it's selling stuff all year long. There's too many resources and free things out here to help you get your business going. One, if you download the Facebook business, so you got to set your business up. If you download the Facebook business thing, you can auto schedule your own post. They will post to your Facebook business page and they will post to your Instagram. You link all of that together, it will instantly post. You just got to load the stuff to do it. Schedule it out. It's free. But y'all are too lazy. You know why? Because you're too busy over here trying to find a man, trying to hang out, trying to go to this event because you think some men gonna be here, or trying to sit on social media and just read all the drama and the issues and the things going on social media versus being about your business. When I tell you, it's sad that we keep yelling, well, the algorithm of Facebook or Instagram algorithm is your algorithm. It's you not being faithful to your own self. You can't blame Facebook when you ain't loaded not one post in your pre-scheduled post. You can't blame nobody but yourself. Quit blaming these people. Sometimes people unfollow you. That's why they're not seeing you. You're not being present. You're using the wrong damn hashtags. Oh my God, let's talk about hashtags. Why would you tag something that don't have any relevance to what you're trying to do? Why would you tag something that don't have no relevance to what you're trying to do? You selling cupcakes. But you tagging outfit of the day. Because you don't know what those initials mean, but you see people using it, so you're going to tag it. It's not relevant to what you're doing. There's free searches on social media that you could go to and see. If you search trending hashtags for bakers, it will give you all the trending hashtags that relate to what you're doing. But some of you won't do that because that calls for you to do some work. Then on top of that, you say, well, I don't have no good pictures. Fiverr, $5. Go on there and get you somebody from Fiverr for $5 to make you some marketing stuff. Then once you make some money, go find somebody that charge a little bit more to get it a little bit more professional, or stick with the person you got and see how much they'll charge you to make it better. See, I made a relationship with two people on Fiverr. So when I need some, well, several of them, when I need something, I could go to Fiverr and get what I want. I could call them, not call them, but I can message them and say, hey, I'm looking to get XYZ. I have established a relationship. They know what style I like. They know what I'm looking for. They give me what I want because I stuck with them. And then we tweak stuff to the point where they understand what I have and what's needed and stuff. But some of y'all give up. You won't even spend $5, but you'll go, I don't know where y'all be going, to the Starbucks. You're spending $12, $15 at Starbucks, but you won't put that, make a cup of coffee at home. See, listen, I was in TJ Maxx yesterday. And I went to Ross. Both of them sell the caramel flavor. So you got to go back in the back. And sometime up by the register, you know how they got all that stuff there for you to pick up while you get into the cash register. They got the skinny mixes. They're not expired, but they $3.99. Make your own burrito at home. It is very simple. I can make one at the hotel I'm at for work. It's very simple. All you need is a coffee pot. Matter of fact, they got the single cup Keurig machines at Walmart for $50. When I did that survey, I asked somebody how much they spend. My question was, how much do you spend daily for lunch and coffee? Almost everybody said $50 a day. There go your coffee machine, put $9 with it. You got a coffee machine. Not only do you have a coffee machine, now, okay, maybe you want Starbucks coffee. They sell the pods. And if you're saying, well, the pod's just as high as me going to get a cup of coffee, then guess what? They sell these little things that are refillable pods that go in the Keurig machine. Stop by your Starbucks or go to your grocery store because they sell the Starbucks coffee. Get you a bag of coffee. And if it's so that you need that Starbucks cup, because see, most of y'all go for looks. So if you need that Starbucks cup, ask them for a cup of ice or ask them for a cup and a lid and a straw when you get your grounded coffee from them. See how simple that is? Simple, easy, and done. Now you got that. Maybe it's a special drink you like, but you don't know how Starbucks make it. Go to YouTube. People put all that on YouTube. Go to Google. It's on Google. Get your coffee made. And there's reels out with workers from Starbucks showing you how to make the drinks. No excuse. So now you take that $50 and you invest it in your business. You invest it in your future. So now you went 2 days maybe without buying Starbucks. One, you're going to get to work on time now because you ain't in line at Starbucks. Two, you didn't spend money at Starbucks getting this Starbucks, so you was able to get your marketing material, some marketing stuff together. Now, here we go, a whole week. I have to buy my lunch. Pack a lunch. We get so custom with eating out. Pack a lunch. I go to Jim and John's, but who's to say I couldn't buy the items to pack a lunch and make my own sandwich? I just like their bread. Okay, but I could buy bread from the market. We don't look at that and see where we could cut if we have problems with thinking we don't have the finances to get to invest in ourselves. Here I am going to Jerusalem this year. Most people would be like, oh, that trip gonna be expensive. It is expensive. But I'm not worried about it. You know why I'm not worried about it? Because I planned. Once she said it, I said, okay, let's see. I could just take this and take this, and then now I'm done. I'm paid for it. And that's exactly what I did. Same day that she said, let's go to Jerusalem. We don't look at stuff like that. We don't realize the things in our life that could be changed if we just stop giving up on ourselves. If we start saying, I'm no longer going to give up on myself. I'm going to be 100% committed and dedicated to my future. I can't hold your future. So I give you this free masterclass. I tell you where to go to buy stuff wholesale. I tell you how to get, I tell you how to get Nike to let you be a wholesaler and buy from them wholesale. But then you want me to also tell you, well, how do I do it? I just told you how to do it. Well, I don't have the drive to do it. Because that's what most of y'all should be saying. Not saying you don't know how to do it. Saying I don't have the drive. You take all these free webinars, but you really don't push yourself to do the work. And that's something you got to do. You got to say, I took this webinar, I done took this class, I done took these free webinars, I done took 50 free webinars. But what did I do with any of the information that I got? Then when somebody say they charging, you don't want to invest in yourself, so you don't want to deal with them. Oh, she want too much money. Oh, he want too much money. No, his knowledge is worth it if he shows you that he can do it. I know what my ability is, but some of y'all don't want to do it. Y'all don't want to do the work. And then when you give up on yourself and the coach start pulling back from you because she's tired of stressing, now you don't understand. We don't have no self-hope, no self worth. We confused on life because you around here thinking that you got to be flashy. See, what you do is you flash your deed when you go down to that safe deposit and you put that deed in there. Or if you buy that safe and you put your deed, that's where you flash. You could flash, you could flex and flash at the bank. I always say, make sure that your banking institution knows who you are. It don't matter if you go there to deposit $20 every week. Let them know who you are. Good morning, Ms. Blunt. Welcome back. When I go into the branch that I normally go to, I got two branches at Wells Fargo that I go to. One downtown Orlando and one in Pine Hills. When I go in there, I take them gifts. I like take them little treats and stuff. But when I walk in, they say, oh, Ms. Blunt, you're back in town. Yep. I can actually call them and say, hey, I'm going to be in Jerusalem. So if you start seeing charges from Jerusalem, those are legitimate charges because that's where I'm at. Okay, we'll make sure your card is taken care of. And end the story. I'm going to the Bahamas. They already know. I'm going to Rio de Janeiro. They will know. See, you gotta become professional in your business. And the other thing is, stop utilizing these pay systems as your bank. I posted a post last week, I think it was last week, where a man lost a lot of money right now to PayPal. Who in their right mind want to leave $12,000 sitting on PayPal? See, we don't think about business as business. Because we just think, okay, well, I got some money over here, and I got some money over here, and I got money over here, or I took Cash App for this one, I took PayPal for this one. No. At the end of the day, at the close of your business, you should be doing your checks and balance and putting that money into your business bank account. See, this is how you establish credit, too. Y'all don't realize that. They see that you have an ongoing deposit. Some days it might be a lot. Some days it may not be a lot. That's just like with any retail, any business. When they close their business, think about this. You go to the mall. At the end of the day, that last worker or early in the morning, that worker gets that bag out that safe or count that drawer, the drawers down, take all the money, and they go to the bank and they make a bank deposit with the receipts and all that in there. Then that company's accountant can see what that store did for the day. Their register is telling them what they're doing. You guys don't even treat your business that way. If somebody pay me, like, for instance, PayPal, I'm not leaving money sitting in PayPal. You know why I'm not leaving money sitting in PayPal? The same reason why that man, he got all this money sitting in there. So it triggered something with PayPal, and it's hard for them to explain to you what it is and to release your funds. So now your PayPal all jacked up and your money held up. But shame on you for not closing out your day. I don't care if it's $1, you only made a dollar sale, or you only made $20 sale, or you only sold one $37 product, and it was paid through for PayPal. Do your end of the day balance. See, this is how you know when you're keeping up with what you've made. Do your end of the day balance. Sit yourself down and say, my balance, my books close at this time. So just say you are a business coach and you're running programs and your business close at XYZ time. You say, okay, at 5 o'clock is when I close my books, or at 10 o'clock at night is when I close my books. It's virtual, it's digital. So now you take those funds, you do your check and balance sheet for your drop, because you're finna drop this money into your business account. You could do instant drop and pay a little fee for it, or you could just wait the 3 days and do the regular drop. It doesn't matter, because once you do start initiating that drop, it's done. So unless you need the money right away, why pay the fee? Go ahead and do that drop for them 3 days and then wait, and then make sure the money's in that account, and do the same thing every day. So every day there's going to be a drop into your bank account. Every day that you have money in your PayPal account, there is going to be a drop. And you need to keep a file, a folder, or something with your daily sales and your drop. How much did I drop today? Okay, I only dropped $27 because I only sold one of my products. Same thing with Shopify. Stop leaving your... Well, Shopify will move your money for you. That's what I like about them, and they charge a little fee. I have mine set up. It moves my money to my Blissful Brew Teas business bank account at Wells Fargo. I don't have to worry about nothing. It does it for me. I'm not sitting there waiting, and I can make my drop because it's going to send me an email and it's going to say, XYZ, this is how much we're going to drop into your bank account minus the fee, and here you go. Done deal. Done deal. But most of y'all don't realize this. You sit and you leave your money on Stripe, you leave your money on PayPal and in these other places. And then if something happened, you mad with them. Well, it's not their fault, it's your fault. Because you trying to run it like a bank. There's no reason why you should have $12,000 unless you just sold a $12,000 product in your account. That's going to raise some red flags there. So the processing system is a little bit different. You got to learn how to treat things like a business. I'm guilty of it too. I've done it before. And then when I saw more stuff starting to happen to other people, I said, oh no, I can't let this happen to me. Let me start maneuvering stuff around so that this don't happen to me and everything can work out the way it's supposed to work out. We just have to, we got to start being diligent in what we have. Do you think the people who own these companies, do you think that like these big name companies, these multi-million dollar businesses that own these big businesses, do you think they really slack like this? No. Yeah, they got money to hire marketing, but they didn't have money to hire marketing. They had to get to that point. Amazon, prime example, in his garage. That could be your garage. You could be doing the same thing in your garage, but most of you are afraid to do the work. You're afraid to do the work that you are required to do because you're lazy. You want to be a business owner, but you don't want to stop being lazy. You don't want to start saying, well, most of the time in the morning, I don't feel too good. See, you programmed yourself to feel like every morning you're not going to feel good. You programmed yourself to say, I'm not going to feel good in the morning because that's how it's always been. Stop saying that. Wake up. Get up before time. Go and buy the book, The Miracle Morning. You could buy audio. You could buy online. You could read it online. Either way, they got it. Just the regular Miracle Morning. Not the Miracle Morning for this special. Just the plain Miracle Morning. You got to start programming yourself to do better. You got to start programming yourself that you can't settle for the just because or the this is all I can get. Because there's money in this world, but y'all afraid to go get it. But you love to say, well, I don't have it. You don't have it because you're not trying to have it. You got to try to have it. You got to want to have it. You got to get out there and go get it. You got to be a go-getter, a hustler, and be stern, not only stern, be dedicated to everything that you want in life. If you're not dedicated, who's going to be dedicated for you? Get around some people that's really serious about business. Get you some business besties that want to, all right, let's go to this conference. Let's do this. Let's go here. Let's go together. Let's do things together. I've invited people to stuff that I go to and they don't want to go. And that's fine. That's you. I'm going. I invite people to come to events that I'm going to. And we go and we have a good time. And we learn and we develop from it. So you got to get around the people that can help you. You got to program yourself to do better in life. So I just wanted to come on here this morning and just give you some motivation and encouragement that start today. Today is the day. Stop saying I'm going to wait till tomorrow. Oh, well, I don't have it. Put it out there anyways. See, let them show Let them see. She started looking like this, but damn, look what her business looked like now. She really put some work in. It's okay. Everything don't have to be a $1 million look in the beginning. You got to start somewhere. So take care, enjoy your Monday, be safe, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.